Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Grown Up Stuff.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The investigation into Sean Puffy Combs continues on. No arrests have been made as of yet in the child trafficking allegations that they're considering he may be involved with. And as those continue on, more questions are being raised about his past. Questions about relationships, questions about people who died unexpectedly or in a tragic way or of a disease, of an illness. That's what we're seeing in the death of Kim Porter, who was his partner and the mother of three of his kids. She died in 2018 from lobar pneumonia at, I believe, 47 years old. Not extremely old for something like this, but I guess, you know, anything is possible. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. When there's smoke, there's fire. At least that's what a lot of people think, but is that always the case? Are we getting a little bit too trigger happy? I'm not trying to make a pun here, but are we looking too deeply at everything right now, and everything that he's ever done is going to be looking suspicious when we see something like this come up?
Yeah, I think that's quite likely, but to be expected, because there has been so much smoke and so much of it is just horrendous. Mm-hmm. I anticipate that, yeah, everybody is reexamining everything, and it makes sense. What will be proven down the road, you know, we're yet to see, but I think we're all suspicious at this point that
this is
not a guy who's lived a terrifically ethical life.
No, and I think that's where a lot of questions come in, and a lot of people start to wonder, well, what really did happen here? But when you're looking at behavior arcs of people, it usually is kind of a trend. They tend to repeat themselves to a certain extent. So one would have to, I guess that the life that Diddy led prior to being with Cassie, and we know the accusations that came out from her, probably not all that different than what he is alleged to have done in that relationship. Is there any reason to think that that suddenly he, you know, she died and suddenly he became more wild and crazy or something like that?
Yeah. No, a person with the kinds of behavior patterns, as you say, patterns repeat, and a person with this kind of behavior has always been off. They've always had a tendency to be abusive and exploit other people. So,
with something like this, and I don't know the status of Kim Porter's remains. I don't know if she's been cremated. I don't know if there's a body. How does one look into this and try to put some validity into it? If they're, you know, it's all just kind of hearsay at this point. And it's interesting, the people who are speaking about it, Donald Trump Jr. somehow got brought into this because his ex-wife, Vanessa Trump, was friends with Porter. And as friends talk, she's saying that she had a lot of things to say off the record and undisclosed negative aspects of the relationship with Puffy. So how do you investigate something like this at this point, other than just, yeah, friends said it was pretty bad. But you know, if there's no body anymore and nothing was really investigated as a crime, what do you do?
Yeah, it'll probably remain speculation just for that reason. You know, if you can't exhume the body, and if it's been too long, even if you tried to, I don't think there's any way you can get something criminal going on it. Mm-hmm.
Another pattern here that would be odd in this, if there is anything to this story, is, I mean, as far as we know, he didn't operate by killing people. I mean, there's some speculation here and there about Tupac and things of that nature. But it seemed to be a lot of NDAs, especially with his romantic relationships. It's NDAs, money, go away. This would be a deviation from his other relationships. Does that tell us anything more about, you know, the legitimacy of this theory that's out there?
Yeah, certainly if there had been a series of deaths, it would, you know, highly suggest a pattern in that way. So again, it could just be speculation based upon the fact that he wasn't a very nice guy, and we're going to be looking really closely at all of it.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.